Wow, dramatic 911 calls. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Those 911 calls, I wanted you to hear them. You could hear the pops in the background. You got to love this woman, Antoinette Tough. Listen to that last name. She was there in Georgia in the school trying to talk the heavily armed man who came into the school. He trailed someone in. That's how he got through the locked door, and she talked him down. She talked him out of shooting. I mean, obviously, he went outside and did that, but she talked him out of doing something to the kids in the school, and nobody was hurt, including the guy who went into the school. I mean, this woman is a hero. Antoine Tough is a hero working in the front office of the McNair Discovery Learning Academy just outside of Atlanta. She sits there and talks to him like she's negotiating him in a nightmarish situation. Somebody comes into a school with an AK-47 kind of weapon. He goes into the office, shoots at the ground, then is moving all over the place, and you talk him out of doing something worse? Incredible. Give this woman a medal. You could hear what she was saying. She was so calm. And she says, I've never been afterwards. She says, I've never been so scared in all the days of my life. But boy, she sure didn't sound it, did she? She was the go-between. She relayed his demands that police don't use their radios and stop all movement, or else the suspect would shoot. And how about that? It worked out. It worked out. Police Chief Cedric Alexander said that she's a real hero. Of course she's a real hero. This is 9 months after the massacre at Sandy Hook. He said, I'm not mentally stable. He said, I don't care what happens to me. And then here's Ray Davis with a little more info about the kind of ammunition this guy has or had. Check it out.
He had approximately 500 rounds of ammo with him and a couple of magazines. One of the most serious, of course, is aggravated assault on a police officer. There'll be approximately three counts of that against him. We got a count of false imprisonment and several weapons charges. We found the owner of it. We have since learned some things about the weapon, but that's still pending.
You know, what's interesting about this is what do you want? You want to know at first, what's the connection to the school? Why the school? Just doing it, trying to get 15 minutes, trying to be killed. What was he doing? And what they're not revealing a lot of things, but they're saying there doesn't seem to be any kind of a weird grievance with the school at all. The suspect did take a picture of himself with the rifle, which he'd taken from the house of an acquaintance who, you know, had the weapon. They didn't say the weapon was stolen, but he took it from somebody before he decided to do what he was going to do. And luckily, this did not happen. Michael Brandon Hill faces false imprisonment, assault, weapons, and other charges. And she says, the woman who stopped him says, he wished he had gone to a mental hospital instead. So she was cool, she was calm, and she may have saved some lives by doing what she did. So whatever they have to do for her, they got to do some things to recognize her, because that was pretty brave and smart. And it worked. You never know. But it worked this time. What would you do in that situation? And see, this goes back to the gun thing, though, again. If somebody's armed, if the principal, if somebody in the office is armed, what happens in that scenario? Put down your gun or I'm going to blow your head off. I'm going to protect these kids. Whatever. But she wasn't armed. She didn't have that. So she was pretty quick on her feet, and it worked. And it might not always work in that situation. In fact, I'd say there's probably plenty of times where it wouldn't have worked, and thank goodness it did there. So the question then becomes, what was he trying to do? What was he trying to do? He never went beyond the school's offices. He never went near the classrooms. He fired some rounds at police. One officer shot back. No one was hit, luckily. There were fears that he had explosives. He didn't. He had a rifle. He had the bag of ammo. No explosives. No explosives. So what was the potential here for something worse to happen? I'd say probably pretty high. Pretty high. If I'm a mother and my kids go to that school, man, that woman has like cookies for life. Seriously, or whatever. That's a good person. She deserves, she's one of those people, you know, they always give out those presidential citations. She should get one of those. Get some kind of medal, whatever. Brave, brave, brave lady. And the thing is, like I said, though, it goes back to the deal of, oh my goodness, what if he had just opened up? Then we're having that conversation again, which is worth having. Armed guard, armed person in the office. What's the first line of defense? Locked door, but he comes in. The gun. He's got the gun. He trails in with somebody else, and that's how he gets in the building. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, a conversation with Dr. Wendy James about how much is too much when it comes to technology. After all, with everybody snooping on us, it's all fair game, isn't it? Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Social media, I realized when I went to visit my family back in New Jersey, here we were on a beach, in a beach town, and I looked across the beach, saw hundreds of people, they all had their heads down, what were they doing? They were on their iPhone. I thought, why are they not just relaxing, looking at the sun, swimming in the water? They did that, but after they spent a lot of time on iPhones and other things that they had with them. And then we have the stories that we talk about here on America Tonight about the NSA surveillance, the fact that we can be spied on, 75%, in fact, we talked with Bob Ney about this, the former congressman from Ohio, of U.S. traffic is being culled. Some of that data is being mined by the NSA. So now we think of social media and our mental capacity to process all that and what it's doing to us. So who better to have back on the show than our favorite psychologist? And that would be Dr. Wendy James. She's the owner of Life Consultants. Dr. James, thanks for hopping back on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me. And yes, Facebook, iPhone, all the social media is good sometimes, but we look at the negative now as we're seeing what's happening with surveillance and spying. Yet I think there's a difference, as you indicated. People on the beach and the young people growing up are on iPhones, texting, social media, not always a positive in their life. Yet as we get older and haven't been on that, my age bracket, that we look at what they can find and do and access.
So the question is then, it's a balance, but it seems as though people are having a hard time with the balance. Is that pretty accurate?
Absolutely. And we're not going to change a society born on iPhones, texting, internet, and social media, Facebook, etc. The problem I have is that a lot of these young people don't know what people can access. And we're finding that out with the NSA surveillance and other media that's going on and just other things that are like anything you post on Facebook or iPhone, mm-hmm. you know, be careful about it. It could be something negative to you, and you better be open to letting the whole world see it.
Yeah, so be careful what you post, because then it could come back to haunt you, absolutely.
Right.
Is there such a thing, are you seeing this psychologically, where, as you said, it can be a positive thing, and we know it can be a negative thing, but there are people that are addicted, right? Is there an addiction to social media?
I'm seeing psychologically addiction and a negative addiction where there's isolation from society, where there's a narcissistic behavior with people on Facebook, and there's been psychological studies about that, where they become so narcissist in their social media, I have 5,000 friends or 100, and yet they're not really friends, and they're not mm-hmm. getting out and socializing. So they go out with other people, and they're on their iPhone texting or on their Facebook, and they're not communicating or being able to have a communication face-to-face.
We're speaking with psychologist Dr. Wendy James. And Dr. James, the other thing is, isn't it healthy to, as you're saying this, is to go out and interact with other people face-to-face, human-to-human contact?
As a psychologist, I think that's a healthy, normal behavior. And when I see people that are out on a date and they're not even talking to each other, they're texting somebody else, It just blows my mind that they can't even socially connect with somebody. There's a problem in society that we're so textbook, iPhone, social media, Facebook, that we can't interact with a real person.
So if you had somebody that you were treating, we'll just make up a hypothetical, would you encourage them, try to get them to? Because I'm thinking down the line, we're going to have really socially inept people because they just have never gotten out there, that their friends, their tools, or all these things, the social media, the Twitter, all that stuff is what they really contact people on, and they don't have. They have, you know, 5% or even zero interaction with people, only when they're forced to, because even more people are getting jobs where they're remote and they can work from home, so they don't have a lot of contact. That scares me of what kind of people will be, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now. What do you think?
It scares me, too. I agree with you. And the problem is, in the future, yes, you can do remote to a certain extent, but when and I've been in business before as a psychologist, and when I was in business getting, you know, emails from people that couldn't even do an email appropriately. forget a business letter, then I was seeing inappropriate behavior. And so people send out resumes and try to do it through Facebook. I would rather somebody knock at my door and say, I want to work for you, and this is why. And I want to communicate with you on a one-to-one. When we lack those skills, we're lacking what we need in our future relationships and job opportunities.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And people have the capacity to walk away from this. And is, you know, talking about this face-to-face interaction, here's the other part of this, not to be crazy paranoid, but we're talking about the NSA at the top. If you go and you meet someone, you have face-to-face communication, you know, that's not downloading people's tweets and looking at their Facebook posts or any of that. You also aren't running as many risks, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's real easy to send your resume, and I work with a lot of younger people that are real bright. And they say, I can't get a job, Dr. James White. And I said, you're emailing tons of people your resume. They don't know you. They haven't met you. What social skills do you have? You graduated from college. Great. You can start with a toner and making coffee, and you don't have the skills yet for the company. What do you have to offer the company? And they've never seen you in person.
Yeah, so actually we've tapped into something else, that if you're in that situation, because that you're right, people send just tons of resumes out and they don't understand that maybe that step, that little aggressive step, which would be considered aggressive now, to actually go to a company might get somebody in the door a lot faster than just through the resume.
Absolutely. I would hire somebody. My husband was also a successful business person. If they showed up at the door or tried to make an aggressive move. But resumes, 2,000, 3,000, first, you better make sure you spell check them and everything's right. And second, what do you have to offer?
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, it's funny, too, the spell check thing, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that, because mentioning emails, just flat-out emails before, but business letters, now the whole art of spelling is so lost because you rely on the spell check, and if you can't spell it, it just gets sent out there, and you see that more and more. And to me, it's surprising, but in schools, Dr. James, a lot of times, they don't teach us anymore. Everything's on a computer. So while on one hand it's exciting and great because of all the information you can learn, on the other hand, there's got to be some balance there, too. We've kind of lost that. And you and I have talked about a lot of things on the show, besides, obviously, social media, other sad things that have happened and what we can do to help people. And I think that relates to that, too, as well. How do you know somebody or get to know somebody if you're not even having that chit-chat? I mean, there's been, Dilbert made a living, the comic Dilbert made a living off of cubicles and cubicle farms and the conversations. Now a lot of that is disappearing. So that, to me, is also scary, because just relating to an office mate, I think, is very difficult sometimes for people, and part of it is because of where we're headed.
And I agree, and we've talked about this. And as a former high school teacher for 4 years, what's happening in the schools is sad, because as you pointed out, we're not teaching the skills they need to succeed. And those are the basic writing, math, science skills they need to succeed in life. And we can talk another time about what's happening in the schools and the fear in the schools. That's something different. But that we're not even giving our children the basics they need to succeed is sad.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Dr. James, always a pleasure to talk to you. Let's hope that for 5 seconds people put down their Twitter and their iPhones and all that other stuff.
Yes,
just do it. Just start to learn.
Yes. Listen to you. And put down your Twitter and Facebook.
Exactly.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Dr. James.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I look forward to it next time. Bye.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Alright, one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight is reach out to you, yes, you the listener, through the miracle of the internet. Are you listening, NSA? And that's what we do when we do our mailbag segment. And, you know, so many people, I'm overwhelmed. It's wild. I've worked in New York, I've worked in Dallas, I've worked in a lot of great places, and got some emails, but never the amount of email that we receive on this show. And such solid emails, too. So bravo, you thoughtful, smart people out there in all the nooks and crannies across America. And a big shout-out to our pals at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice in New Jersey. Northern New Jersey, Rockland, Westchester, all those areas, even Long Island, in Connecticut, parts of Connecticut as well. I'm sure the people there taking a breath as they saw what happened in Georgia, having, I think, a reminder of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut 9 months ago. Can you believe that was just 9 months ago that happened? All right, so without further ado, let's run, let's race, let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one comes to us from JT, who says, Kate, cannot believe what happened in Georgia. The part I can't believe is that the man who is obviously not right, who stumbled into the school behind somebody who was going in, did not go to any of the classrooms, didn't shoot anybody in the school office, and I think the woman that he talked to in the office perhaps made him feel better and not completely lose it. And that's why we didn't have another tragedy on our hands. You've talked about this before in America Tonight. I truly think somebody in those schools needs to be armed as a parent. I have to tell you, if the person was well-trained, I would have no problem with a teacher or a principal or somebody else being armed in my kid's middle school. Yeah, you know, we've talked about this, and people think it's outrageous. Oh, how could you say that? What if something happened? And I understand that, because, yeah, there could be the potential. You can't guarantee they're not snipers. You can't guarantee that some crazy unforeseen thing wouldn't happen. But I got to think somebody comfortable with concealed and carry, somebody comes in and they're right in your face and you pull the trigger and you've hit those targets a zillion times. I mean, look, I'm not advocating, let's just shoot everybody. But the bottom line is somebody's going to come into your school and kill and slaughter your innocent kids. And it's just somebody who's not right, somebody who's had something happen to them, whatever the reason, forget the reason. It's unacceptable no matter what. Of course it's unacceptable. They're wrong. It's wrong to do that. It's wrong to target innocent kids. But if you have a line of defense, you have to have as much, I think you have to have as much potential to stop something horrible from happening that could possibly have in your, you know, arsenal. If I were a principal, this is the truth. If I were, and my grandmother was a teacher, and my mother for a time was a teacher, if I were a principal, I would want to be schooled in firearms. And if, depending on where I lived, if it was possible, I would lobby to have that firearm with what we've seen happen lately. Because I would want to be the person that had that responsibility if I felt comfortable. I would do it, absolutely. You know, in Israel they do that, but in Israel, of course, they have crazy incidents that happen with bombs, errant things, whatever. So teachers have, not every teacher, but a lot of teachers have weapons, and they don't have a problem with it. There's no discussion about, okay, they have a firearm. They practice, they know how to use it, they're careful with it. Because, you know, I know the arguments on the other side. Oh, great. So you have a firearm, you have kindergarten kids, you have first graders. What if somebody shoots themselves? It's an accident. It's terrible. Are you kidding? Would you risk that kind of a thing? And I say that it would have to be the person that is very, very well trained, precautious. So, you know, put it on somebody who has the responsibility. Or then if you don't want to do it that way, I understand that, then the answer is go to, you know, get a security guard who's armed, trained, and knows exactly what to do. Now, in this case, a security guard could be patrolling somewhere. The person comes in and trails the person that's opened the door. So what if he starts shooting? How fast can he get to him? You know, you can make all those kinds of arguments. But regardless, as many obstacles as you can put in the way of the person who would come in, you put them there. Because can you imagine those parents? I mean, everybody immediately... Now it's not about Columbine, which was equally horrific. It's your mind goes to Newtown, Connecticut. So you're a parent and you know that there's somebody with an AK-47 standing in the school office, and then you're hearing bits and pieces might have limitless ammunition, whatever, and your kid's there. Terrible. And thank goodness for the woman that was so great in the office. Antoinette Tough. You gotta love that name. Tough. That last name. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Peter, listening to us in Arcadia, Florida. Getting a lot of emails from that area now. And he says, Kate, you know, it's this thing with the sharks. I watched Shark Week. You talked about it on the air. You had a shark expert, which, by the way, I thought he was very good. Here's the thing. We are in their environment. So if we're in their environment, what do we expect if they happen to be in the shallow waters? I think you take that risk, especially if we're talking about murkier waters, the right areas near seals. There are a few things you could do to take some precautionary measures, but if you want to go in the water, you know that you don't know what's in the sea. Seems ridiculous from a Floridian to tell you that, but it's true. I, by the way, surf, swim, love it, live with it, don't really think about it, and feel as though I'm going to be attacked by a shark. But c'est la vie, if it happens, I know I was in their environment. Well, I don't think the German tourist, Peter, is thinking, c'est la vie, this is terrible. A 20-year-old woman. She was snorkeling 50 yards, not very far, off Maui. A shark severed her right arm. It happened before 5 o'clock. The water was choppy, they're saying, and there was some limited visibility trying to figure out why this happened. Two guys were in the water, two friends. A kayaker carried Jana Lutterup, is her name, out of the water, and they brought her in as fast as they could. They took her to the Maui Medical Center. She was listed in critical condition. She was on life support, and she died. So it's that's a terrible, terrible thing. You have to figure how excited she was. You're visiting from Germany to Hawaii. You're partaking in what you do. Your buddies are there nearby in the water. There's a kayaker, and there you are snorkeling, having the time of your life, and then that happens. I mean, it is a freak thing. It's not that it happens every single day, but it's very scary because in Hawaii, I will tell you this, they do not give you the statistics on the sharks. I mean, they're not going to tell you that. And I think of my time in Hawaii, I have snorkeled all over the place. I've snorkeled when there hasn't been people around. I've snorkeled off of beaches in Kapalua where no one was around and we're just out there in the water. Who knows? I don't think that way because I just don't. I don't think, crossing the street in a busy intersection, I'm going to get smashed into. I don't have that kind of thinking. But it is, I have to say, it does really make you think when you start to hear about this. And even in Hawaii, they're saying this now. They're studying, they're getting some people together, and they're studying sharks and patterns. And, I mean, not that they didn't have all that available to them before, but they're really studying tiger sharks. Because I think this was a tiger shark. So if they've had 4 attacks since the beginning of the year, that's 4 too many. It's not some freak thing, water deal, the water was whipped up. It's something's going on. And could be an environmental thing, could be who knows what. But they have to square that away. Because Hawaii sells snorkeling. You can rent a snorkel for like $5. People snorkel on all the beaches. They snorkel off the boats. So that's not a good thing for Hawaii, and their tourism is what they rely on. So there you go. All right, let's go to another one here. This one is from Janet, who says, Kate Manning, 35 years, react. What say you? You've been talking about this. Were you surprised at the sentence or no? You know, I was surprised at the sentence because maybe 30 years, but that would be miraculous the way everybody in Washington was talking, at least 60. They were pounding that in, 60, 60, 60. But the military judge said 35 years, less than the 60, way less than the 90, which would have been outrageous. And he didn't really show much reaction when the judge announced the sentence. But he said, he did, in a statement that the attorneys read afterwards, he said he acted out of love for his country and a sense of duty to expose what were abuses committed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is what he said. And he is putting in an application for a pardon from the president. He said he would serve his time knowing that you have to pay a heavy price to live in a free society. And he gets the 3.5 years that he's already served, but he'll be an older guy when he gets out of prison, unless he gets the pardon. Stay with us. Final segment. We're hitting that final wall with some good stuff on the turn. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kids, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, we're coming around that final turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Thanks for the emails. You can always throw in americatonight.net. And if you go to the website, also you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you go to the website right now, you will see with our live cam, you will see Mahalo, the Wonder Dog, representing Hawaii. He is gone. He is out with a little leg injury. He's got the cone of shame on his head right now, and he is just laying in the middle of the carpet.
Aww.
Do you see him?
No, I don't want to use it on this.
Yeah, don't do anything to mess up the mothership. I don't want to get in trouble for that. But for the rest of you who aren't at the GCN Plus Studios in Minneapolis, if you go to americatonight.net, you will see Mahalo with a cone of shame. Mahalo loves these final turns here, and especially this is his favorite segment every time during the day, and we're getting ready for it. Time for another edition of Rumor Has It.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
Is it true or is it false? The boy band that had Justin Timberlake as one of the members, also Joey Fatone, Lance Bass. You got to go back to 1998. They broke up in 2002, went on to a lot of the
devastating
individual success. So why the reunion? Why? Could it be money? Could it be fame? Could it be power? Well, it could be all of those things. The thing is that there's been a lot of interest in it. So that the more interest that's drummed up, because people want to remember their past, that's what it is. It's like when you go to these fairs and these festivals and decent-sized arenas that aren't the big, big mammoth Mamma Jam places that like Taylor Swift or Bruce Springsteen plays. But the other ones, you know, the acts of the 80s, the 90s, they can get booked and make a whole bunch of money. And people like to remember their teenage years, college years, whatever. And so NSYNC would fall into that category for sure. And they're really, Lance Bass is not, he says he believes that the speculation is that they're getting back together is because of some of the things that some other people have said, that they've been together in a few places, that they got together and they went to see Justin's show and all this other kind of stuff, but that, you know, there's no solid plans for that, which means they're probably working on it right now. That's why these rumors get started. How about this rumor? Is there any truth to the rumor that the NSA kept all of their data collection from the so-called secret court? Well, the answer is it has to be, right? Because the rumor started, it started to circulate, it started to spread inside and out of Washington. And the thing is, the NSA misrepresented what they were doing. If we go way back to the beginning of Ed Snowden's data dump, when he went to the Guardian newspaper and they printed all the stuff, the secrets, that kind of thing, that's when the you know, it was the tip of the iceberg. But then what's happened is, and was the first thing, is this crazy Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which means nothing. They talked about the mistaken collection of the information, emails, other internet activities, all that kind of stuff, saying it was 58,000 communications a year. And now they're saying the NSA can see 75% of web messages. Will you do the math? 75%, how much is that? Trillions? More than that, a number I can't even think of. And they said it was a mistake, but rumor has it they really knew what was going on. And I'm going to say they really knew what was going on. And whether they had technical problems or not, it's unacceptable. So if you want to snoop and you say it's crucial to fighting the war on terror, then you got to prove it to us now. And going to a black hat convention and saying this was the absolute thing that had to happen here, and you would not believe how many near misses we've averted. Well, then General Keith Alexander, who's the NSA director, needs to produce the goods. Because right now he's just giving us air. That means he's just talking, and we got to see it. If you want us to believe it at this point, then you know we need to see some hard evidence on that. All right. Rumor has it, Dr. Phil asked if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl. What? This is craziness. Dr. Phil likes to avoid controversy because thanks to his anointing as the king of all shucks by Oprah Winfrey, he has made a whole bunch of loot in syndication. Even got himself a big house in Beverly Hills, and his son married a Playboy bunny, and they got a whole great lifestyle going on in Los Angeles. And he's got a syndicated show, and his wife's involved, and his wife has a book, and his son has a book, and the other son, I'm sure, has a book. So anyway, here's what the scoop is. He is getting the full force of the internet after a tweet posted on his verified Twitter account asked if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl. So here's what's happened. I mean, the response was crazy things like, if a doctor doesn't understand consent, has he abdicated his medical authority and whatever? These are things that were tweeted back. It's too bad he didn't realize how wrong he was till after 1,000 people read it and all this other kinds of stuff, because what they're saying now, he just was renewed for 3 years. They're saying that the Dr. Phil show, they issued a statement regarding the deleted tweet, saying it was meant to provoke discussion for an upcoming show. Which, now that makes sense, doesn't it? Is it okay to have sex with a drunk girl? He was talking about that. So that's what they were hoping they would get because of a news story. And that's, the hashtag was teen accused label. And so that's part of the problem. There was confusion on the way to tweet it, I think. It came out odd. So, you know, Dr. Phil has said that people that are incapacitated in any way, drugs, alcohol, age, mental illness, whatever, you know, cannot and do not have the capacity to give their consent to anything. And so they did some research before the show. And say, this is where Twitter gets you in trouble, because people are really sensitive about what a tweet is and what a tweet says. And then somebody reads it incorrectly or it sounds wrong, and then you're in the funk. You're in trouble. And that's what happened. He went right into the trouble zone. So the bottom line is they pulled it. They got rid of it. Because you can make those things evaporate even though it's already out there, and that's what happened in this case. So rumor has it that Dr. Phil's on shaky ground. I'm going to say that rumor's false. He'll get through this controversy. If anything, it gives him more publicity. He just signed another 3-year deal. He's making the money. He is going nowhere. Thanks so much to Nathan R. for his fabulous job on the technicals. And to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.